This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden and the First Lady arrive in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania this morning. An itinerary was not announced for the day trip. In the past, I-95 has closed down for presidential visits, so that's a possibility today. Expect extra congestion on 95 and the 676. Chicago mayor-elect, 47-year-old Brandon Johnson, will take office today. Facing a surge of illegal immigrants in need of shelter, Johnson is also facing pressure to build support among skeptical business leaders and summer months that historically bring a spike in violent crime to the Windy City. Spokesman Ronnie Reese said in a statement, Mayor-elect Johnson's top priority remains building a better, stronger, and safer Chicago where all residents can live and work free from the threat of violence. End quote. Talks will resume this week aimed at keeping the United States from defaulting.
President Biden is planning to meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders tomorrow. Despite a June 1st deadline to raise the nation's debt limit approaching, Biden maintains a glass-half-full attitude.
I remain optimistic because I'm a congenital optimist, but I really think there's a desire on their part as well as ours to reach agreement. I think we'll be able to do it.
The White House held the first round of discussions last week. Economists warned that a default could cause a global financial crisis. Biden, though, has said that a default is not an option. I'm Jerry Varmash.
Newly announced Twitter CEO Linda Yaccarino is giving thanks to Elon Musk. Yaccarino tweeted she has long been inspired by Musk's vision to create a brighter future, adding that she was excited to build Twitter 2.0. Musk announced last week that the former NBC Universal Chair of Global Advertising and Partnerships would take over for him as CEO, while Musk transitioned to Executive Chair and Chief Technology Officer. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Who's to blame if a nation defaults on its debt? Well, that depends on who you ask.
Congressman Byron Donald says there is just one person to blame for the debt limit crisis.
Joe Biden doesn't lead. Joe Biden doesn't have a plan. Joe Biden doesn't have a strategy. And what Joe Biden brings America to every single time is a crisis point.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, the Florida Republican said Biden is leading the nation into default by refusing to negotiate. However, President Biden is sounding hopeful a deal will be reached. Speaking to reporters after giving a commencement speech at Howard University, he said, some progress has been made in weekend negotiations. Biden and congressional leaders are set to meet again this week. I'm John Schaefer.
Daniel Penny, who's facing second-degree manslaughter charges in New York, is getting money for his defense from online donors.
Penny's lawyers started a legal defense fund and have raised over $1 million from over 25,000 donors so far. Penny's lawyers say he acted in self-defense when he put Jordan Neely in a chokehold and killed him on a Manhattan subway earlier this month. Penny was released on $100,000 bond and is due back in court on July 7th. I'm Dave Collins.
More is known from a metallic-looking rock that smashed through the roof of a residential home in New Jersey's Hopewell Township last week. It is confirmed to be a meteorite. Scientists confirmed it, and it's a rare one, about 4.6 billion years old, in a class called stony chondrite. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, thank you for joining in and being part of the solution as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. It's 6 minutes right now after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got Dr. Curry Myers going to be joining us, the retired sheriff who has a combined 35 years of professional experience as a law enforcement officer at the local, state, and federal level, and as a criminologist, professor, and university executive. Dr. Myers, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it very much.
Well, before we talk about what's going on with the Justice Department and these anti-discrimination guidelines, this is an updated draft proposal. I want to get your read on this. As a retired sheriff and what's happening at the border, we're told at times, and maybe we misunderstand what the authority and the power that a sheriff has. Now, my understanding is they have an incredible amount of power, but it just seems like maybe they're overwhelmed, or maybe they just don't know how to exercise that power when it comes to all this illegal migration that's coming into our country. What do you say?
Well, it works better if all of the law enforcement authorities work together. And that's not being done. So that's why we have a system that's overwhelmed. Immigration, by and large, has always been a federal matter, going back through history, and the enforcement of immigration has been a federal matter. And when somebody breaks the law on a car stop, those kinds of things, that's when local law enforcement will make an arrest, then refer them to the Border Patrol, and then that's when those individuals either get deported or go through their immigration court system. So that's the way it's worked for ever, except in the last few years where it's been flipped over. This is, again, another system in the American judicial system that's being flipped on its ear. We've already flipped the criminal justice system, or they're attempting to flip the criminal justice system on its ear and have systematic failure. And I believe they're doing the same thing on the border. And it's by design, apparently. There's no other reason why this is being done except it's being done by design. But you are correct. Sheriffs have immense power. It depends on the state, of course. Every state's different with the powers that have been vested to the sheriffs. But sheriffs in general are some of the most powerful law enforcement executives in the country. And I would say at the county level, they're probably one of the most important political figures as well. A lot of people, a lot of sheriffs need to understand that they not only, when they become sheriff, they just don't run a sheriff's department and responsible for that. But they are, in my opinion, they're responsible for criminal justice public policy in their county, and to ensure that they have good criminal justice public policy and they're protecting the entire citizenry of their county. And I'm sure a lot of sheriffs feel that way. But there needs to be more education on the importance of the sheriff. But to the point, everybody's being overwhelmed on the border, and it's extremely difficult for sheriffs to arrest folks when they have limited jail space already and be able to put them through the system. And if the Border Patrol isn't accepting them back, then what do you do, basically?
Mm-hmm. Well, and I guess that's my question. I mean, what can they do? I mean, what happens is that in many cases, and you know this because of your experience, Dr. Myers, the last thing you want to do is be reactive. And we seem to have, because the federal government, as you said, has turned everything on its ear. It's like people are not sure how to react to this. And when everything is being so overwhelmed, it's too late. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, well, the sheriffs have a lot of power and authority here. Can't the sheriffs get together and really kind of, figure this out and be a line of defense against these idiotic policies that are being thrust upon, you know, their communities? Thank you very much, the federal government.
There are some things that can be done. There's a National Sheriffs Association that the vast majority of sheriffs belong to or are engaged in. I would like to see the National Sheriffs Association be a little bit more political than what they are on this particular issue. And when they get together in Washington, D.C., there needs to be all the sheriffs en masse go to the Capitol, demand to meet with the President of the United States, demand to meet with the border czar. If they don't, then they should be going to the steps of the Capitol and having press conferences on what they can do. State sheriffs, the state, they could get together in their states. There is a Border Sheriffs Association as well, but the state sheriffs could get together and say that we're going to form an alliance and help each other out and work with state troopers and perhaps even go to the governor and see if you can ask for immediate fences to be put up to have small destination jails that are basically out in the open, maybe covered in tents. Those are options that could be done, but you would need financial resources, physical resources, to be able to do that. And I think that's where you'd have to go to the governor and say, listen, we need a 100-acre plot of land in, you know, five or six different areas on the border that's run by the state of Texas. It can be maintained by the sheriff, but they would need the manpower to be able to watch over it and protect the detainees that are in it because you're responsible for them. But that may be one thing that they could do is actually have more jails, but they would be almost like tent jails, if you understand.
Yeah, exactly. No, I get what you're describing here. And the thing is it's not just Texas. I mean, we are realizing that, and it's being now pretty much circulated, that every state has become a border state because of the high influx, the high numbers of migrants that are coming in. Every place is overwhelmed. And, if we consider what the government is doing, I mean, look what they're doing right now with the debt. All right. What did it take? It took the Republicans to pass a law because the administration didn't seem interested in doing really anything about the debt other than they wanted their results. They wanted the debt to be increased. That's it. No conditions. And so we're kind of like in that same kind of posture because that same mentality that the federal government has been, you know, defaulting to is that we need to have reasonable and proactive sheriffs, people of authority to come in and lay a plan and say, here's our plan. I mean, these sheriffs should have been should have gotten together and say, look at here is our plan. This is what we're agreeing on. And if you have a plan that's on paper, I got to imagine that puts a lot of pressure on the powers to be, whether it has to do with the governor or, you know, certainly, you know, kind of sealing the deal as far as a vision, you know, for the local citizens as well, because you need to have their backing, don't you?
They're, absolutely. You have to have their backing. And the sheriffs, I'm sure, have gotten together and spoken personally to each other and in their groups. But you're right. Something that needs to be more well-defined and make a public release statement and actually communicate out to the public in writing as well as orally and say, this is our recommendation, this is our plan, and this is what we want to do in Texas, for instance, or Arizona or California or whatever border state it may be, even if it's not a border state, they could do the same thing. One of the big issues that concerns me the most is, let's say that 90% of the people that are coming to the border want to come into this country because they want to work and they want to have lives and they want to live.
I'll tell you what, Dr. Curry, let's pick it up on the other side. We got more from Dr. Myers after this.
Final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Dr. Curry Myers continues with us, the retired sheriff who has combined 35 years of professional experience as a law enforcement officer, among many other things. Curry, you were saying before we went to break that this is by design. This isn't by accident. We're talking about 6.5, maybe even as high as 7 million already since Joe Biden has become president of the United States. We're talking illegal migrants. I mean, for a long time, the general number has been repeated for over a decade that we have, you know, 13 million illegals in the country. There's no way that's been 13 after 10 years. I think that approximates more like, you know, 25 at least, maybe even up to 30. So even with this 7, we're well over 30 million illegals in the country. But what's worse yet is this current this current groupings of migrants are so beholden to the cartels. And this is what blows me away. They come in, there's no way they can pledge allegiance to the United States or even respect our laws, because the law that they have to respect is the law that's been set by the cartels. And that puts we the people, the American people, in a very precarious and dangerous position, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And there's a couple things for the listeners to really understand and try to frame this with respect to some numbers. Let's say that you do have 20 million people that are in this country illegally from the last 10 years. And let's conservatively estimate that 10% of that number are actually criminals. They were led into this country because they were let out of prisons in Venezuela, Cuba, any other country. They actually release inmates. It's very common for that to be done because they don't want to deal with them, and it costs money. So there's a lot of times people that are coming into this country have criminal backgrounds, violent backgrounds.
So hang on just a second. I mean, you just said something's really key here, because remember when people freaked out when Donald Trump says they're not sending their best? Was Donald Trump referring to this, that people were, that they were, I mean, it makes sense. They're emptying their prisons, and with these prisoners, they're costing them a lot of money, and why not? Hey, America wants them. We'll let them be America's problem. And remember how maligned the president was when he made that statement.
It's exactly the way many countries operate that. Russia right now has released a lot of their prisoners and people in jail, and they're fighting in Ukraine. They're on mm-hmm. the front lines of Ukraine.
Right.
So this is common. This is Americans. We have a tendency to think about how we behave. Mm-hmm. And that's a mistake. We have to understand that different cultures believe different things, and they have no problems open up jails and prisons and letting them come into our country.
That, exactly. I mean,
it makes sense to them. And so that's being done. So let's conservatively estimate, if it's 10%, that means 2 million people that are in this country that could be potentially violent offenders, that are roaming the streets, that are going to continue, because we know from data and facts and key performance indicators that 60 to 70% of offenders will reoffend when they within 3 to 5 years of their release. It's common numbers that occur. So that's one thing. The other thing, and to your point also, if they're criminal activity, they're going to follow cartels because that's where the money's at, and they're going to help, especially with drug trafficking and focused on fentanyl. And then remember, there's another huge business in sex slave trade.
Exactly.
Children, labor slave trade. Those kinds of things are billion-dollar industries as well, and they're controlled by the cartels. And here's the other disturbing number. 1%, there is a very good chance, and I believe this, that 1% are special operations forces that are coming into this country by design and are going to turn into soft cells located throughout the United States. We've seen a huge number of Chinese that are coming and crossing the border illegally.
Exactly.
Please don't make a mistake to think that there isn't highly trained special operators that are coming into this country, forming soft cells across this country. They have incredible surveillance and data because we had a balloon that was allowed to be tracked throughout this country, and they were able to take pictures randomly and over time and gather information. And that is a huge concern to our country. There could be attacks on our grids. All kinds of things could happen when you're talking about this 1%. The last, the 90%, the immigration has always been considered kind of a spigot where you turn on and turn off based on the needs of the country. Maybe it's labor needs, things like that. But we've done it. It's supposed to be done systematically, and it's supposed to be done over time, because assimilation is the key to success in immigration, because you're coming into another country. So assimilating to the country's values, norms, languages, all those kinds of things are extremely important. That's why it would take 5, 7, 10 years to become a citizen of the United States, because it takes some time to assimilate. We have people now that are not assimilating at all, and they come in and they basically have no other ability than what they knew or brought before. So we're going to see more and more communities develop where it will be basically another country that's establishing within different areas of our states, and it's going to be hard for law enforcement to interact with them, and they're going to have their own societal norms. We're seeing more and more police departments that will have to, they have Muslim community officers, they have different types of community officers where they may not be able to speak the language, so they have to hire officers that can go actually communicate with different folks. Different cultures have different beliefs. Many cultures, you never talk to the police. Only the chief of the tribe is the one that communicates with authority. So it's totally different. Many countries operate different. Many people from those countries operate differently.
Yeah, this is a hot mess. I mean, we, through our regular, normal immigration policies of about a million people, they come into the country, they're sponsored by a citizen, there's no liability, and now you have the President of the United States saying, hey, look, open up the gates, we'll cover dental, we'll pay all medical fees, we'll give them a stipend, we'll put them up in $300 a night hotels in New York if we have to, whatever needs to happen. I mean, something has to give here, especially when you've got a country that's has already surpassing its debt limit. This is just out of hand. And as you said, the impact that it has at the local community. What are these local communities? These local communities are already trying to survive, and now all of a sudden you dump a couple of thousand more people, and it's going to impact job availability. This is just nuts.
Well, and the other thing is, it's bad enough if you have just the immigration issue going on, but as everyone knows, it's not just the immigration issue. We have also tried to flip the criminal justice system on its ear. We have less police officers. We're trying to defund police departments. We have prosecutors that aren't charging folks when they need to be charged. We have a huge mental health issue crisis in our country that's brewing. We have people dying from fentanyl deaths every day. And so all of those things are going on at the same time the immigration situation is going on. So it's difficult enough for these cities and counties and states to deal with immigration when everything else is working perfectly and everything else isn't working perfectly. So these are all such huge system failures that it's making it even worse. And mental health is to the point where back in the 70s, we kind of went away from being able to have contingency management facilities and long-term care for folks. And mental health facilities, there are none today. There are very few. Actually, jails have become the de facto mental health facilities. And
exactly.
Sheriff, probably they're going to tell you that 67% of their inmates are on some sort of psychotropic medicine. And so they don't have the facilities to do this. We have to go back and change our mental health philosophy to go back to heavy on treatment. It seems to me like we're enabling people nowadays, and we're not actually treating them, and we have to bring back long-term care facilities to help treat people.
Well, Dr. Curry Myers, thank you, for your time. I appreciate the insight. Got to have you back because we've got some more follow-up questions for you, okay? Take care.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Heart failure,
carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain? How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
USA News Update. President Biden and the First Lady arrive in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania this morning. An itinerary was not announced for the day trip. In the past, I-95 has closed down for presidential visits, so that's a possibility today. Expect extra congestion on 95 and the 676. Chicago Mayor-elect 47-year-old Brandon Johnson will take office today. Facing a surge of illegal immigrants in need of shelter, Johnson is also facing pressure to build support among skeptical business leaders and summer months that historically bring a spike in violent crime to the Windy City. Spokesman Ronnie Reese said in a statement, Mayor-elect Johnson's top priority remains building a better, stronger, and safer Chicago where all residents can live and work free from the threat of violence. End quote. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Monday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We've got Andrea Smith going to join us in just a moment because we're talking technology. The last time we talked to her, she was in Vegas, right in the middle of the Consumer Electronics Show. But this month of May is Small Business Month, and we're going to talk about technology and how it's playing a key role in boosting the growth of small businesses employing millions across the country. Of course, as always, she's got her favorite tech tips and tools to help us owners and employees alike, from, you know, digital creation apps and AI tools to tips for leveling up your office space and streamlining the workload. Now, she's here to help small businesses thrive in this rapidly changing market. Andrea, good morning to you. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. It's great to be back with you.
Well, with all that you are discovering about AI, you've been, of course, you've been in front of all this stuff, and a busy mom, a busy woman in business, and all the great things that you come on the show to tell us about. Have you figured out a way to, you know, to duplicate yourself? You got an AI robot running around the house?
Oh, honey, I've been cloning myself for years. How do you think we working women get it done?
Well, I knew there had to be magic there. Now, you're not upset because we're starting to find out some of the secrets, are we?
That's exactly it.
Because I know sometimes how you guys are. I mean, you know, you have the rules, and then when we find out the rules, you change the rules just to, so that you're in front of us all the time.
Got to stay one step ahead.
That's it. All right, let's talk about the number one tip for increasing office productivity. What do you say?
Well, really, using technology, no surprise, but using technology to maximize productivity while saving money, that's really the key. So you can use tools like the Epson EcoTank Pro ET5850 SuperTank. This is an all-in-one printer that delivers fast, wireless, cartridge-free printing, comes with a ridiculous amount of ink, so you can say goodbye to those expensive toner cartridges. It's got auto two-sided printing. You can copy, scan, fax documents. Epson's durability and heavy-duty performance means that small businesses can manage even the most critical projects right in-house.
Wow, this is awesome. Well, you know, any time, I mean, that's so frustrating, you know, because it's almost like these, you know, these printers, they've become so old school when you have to keep replacing those, you know, those ink units all the time, right?
So, I mean, this has just been a bone of contention for me for years, and I have loved, I have the consumer version, actually, of this Epson printer. I've had it in my home for a couple of years. There's no more cartridges. You're not throwing them in a landfill. You're not running out at the last minute going, oh, my God, I'm out of ink, and having to go spend enormous amounts of money on toner or ink cartridges. It comes with so much ink. Mine lasted almost 2 years before I had
to buy a Really? Yep. Wow, that's incredible. So this is the Epson. What is the line number, the product number again, the Epson? Go ahead.
This is the Epson EcoTech line, and the eco tank is really means that, you know, it's got these huge tanks that hold all of this ink. It, this one in particular for small businesses is the Pro ET5850.
Well, there it is. I mean, that, hey, you've made our day just with that already. Okay, we can hang up. No, not really. I got because I'm sure this is only one of many. You know, we know social media has become an integral part of most industries. Let's talk about some of the tools that is going to help companies' online presence.
Yeah, you know, it's become integral, but it's also becoming overwhelming for small businesses, almost like a full-time job. You know, like you need to dedicate a whole employee for it. But there are some easy-to-use apps that can help, and one of them is an app called Video Leap. It's an all-in-one video editing app with advanced tools to help you create a professional, high-quality video that you can then share directly to your social media account. That makes it really easy. There's thousands of pre-made templates to choose from. There's filters, transitions, text, music, all of those editing tools that you need to create content for your small business all in one place, and it's available for iOS and Android devices.
Wow. So you can get as fancy schmancy as your creativity and your ability to become adept at using this app to have a lot of fun and bringing a fresh and exciting personal look to your business this way, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you don't need to spend hours creating a video. This is just something that's really going to walk you through it and, you know, free that person up to do the next task.
And again, it's called Video, did you say Leap?
Video Leap.
L-E-A-P. Okay, good. So we can find it through our App Store under that name?
Yes, on the iOS or Android App Stores.
So kind of a no-brainer process, and you're hearing a lot of great success with this. This sounds exciting that, you know, this is available now for small businesses. And as you say, that's been a challenge, you know, one of the biggest challenges, at least when I'm talking with business people. They go, Bill, look, I know I've got to be a multi-level marketeer these days, and my hands are full just running business as usual. And, you know, they said, well, this is, you know, a no-brainer. Of course, for the young kids, social media, it's nothing. They do this in their sleep. You know, for some of us old schoolers, it's a little bit more cumbersome because we've got to kind of rewire our perception, our thinking on this, don't we?
Well, yes. And also, you know, the younger generation has grown up with tools like Photoshop and video editing programs, and they've just learned how to do it. And I think it's a little daunting for someone who, you know, who hasn't spent their life using these programs. So if you can get an app that has all of these tools in one place, it really just helps you. I mean, I don't know much about filters or what kind of I can put text, but what kind of music to put and transitions. Right. You don't have to do any of that. You don't have to understand it. It just does it all for you.
Wow. So the learning curve on this is pretty quick is what you're telling me, right?
Yeah, I mean, you need to learn how to make a video. You need to learn how to walk through and replace and put your content in place of the pre-made content on the template. But once you figure that out, which really is not terribly difficult, it just takes a little time, you're good to go. And you're saving money, you're saving time, and you're getting your name out there.
Exactly. Well, I got to imagine it's probably not as complicated as putting a grill together. You know, you got 192 different screws and bolts and directions in 20 different languages. And I think I went through, you know, 3.5 championship basketball games trying to put one together. And after it was all said and done, it was still lopsided. I mean, oh my gosh. But I said, okay, but it works. You know, we can grill something on this thing. It's not necessarily a work of art, but so it's not going to be like that. I take it it's going to be a little bit more intuitive, especially with these developers. I mean, they want you to be successful and to be adept at utilizing their apps. Well, Andrea, what about some other tips for businesses to thrive in this rapidly changing market? Because we know that's the atmosphere of the business market, is that it is dynamic. It's ever changing. You cannot just, you know, tread water, especially in these times that we live in. The market is ever changing, and you've got to be adept, right?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I'm sure you've heard of apps like ChatGPT, right? I mean, generative AI, this technology really has only recently entered the mainstream. We're really hearing about it most recently, but the implications of what's called generative AI are enormous. So a small business can use AI to work with its team, to write marketing materials, to design products, to handle some customer support issues.
Exactly. Well, and this idea of the way AI is coming in, and there's a lot of different angles that is coming at us right now, Andrea. And for some people, they're a little frightened by some of this news. You know, calm their nerves a little bit to encourage them that AI is coming, and there's a way to embrace it so that it'll be a positive result for you.
Yeah, I mean, I would just say that, yeah, it is coming, and you just need to be aware of it. And the best thing to do is understand and figure out how to use it in your business. And for more, head over to d6news.com/smallbusinessmonth for more information on everything else I talked about.
Well, you got Andrea Smith, the award-winning news and technology journalist. She spent over 2 decades as technology producer at ABC News, so she knows from what she talks about. Andrea, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bill.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Tina's here. Thank you for being with us. Man, I'll tell you, what a great day, huh? I hope you had a great Mother's Day, that it was a real special day, and that, why not let it continue? It was interesting. I was reading about, some of these stories where moms were talking about, the greatest gifts that they got. And of course, if you have the greatest gifts, then you also have the knucklehead gifts, right? it's kind of like, sometimes just in terms of, I think sometimes, especially when you're a young dad and Mother's Day happens and maybe you didn't have quite the example, or maybe you're just distracted because you're hardworking. Adam Holtz is with us right now from PluggedIn.com. I want to bring him in right away to get his take on this. Adam, we were just talking about some of the knucklehead gifts that mothers get for Mother's Day. And some of them are just really sweet. But I was trying to, set this up in such a way, because what happens, especially when guys, they're new dads and they don't quite get the system yet. And, they're still trying to figure out, cards and flowers for, anniversaries and all those other important right. dates. And then all of a sudden now you got Mother's Day involved and they haven't really given it much thought. And maybe they didn't have a dad that, explained to them, by example or otherwise, to say, hey, look, this is a really important day and you got to really, you got to step up your game here. You just can't kind of fake it. And so some of these women were just saying, that they keep shaking their heads because, whether it's the husband unit or even the kids, the kind of gifts they get mom, they say, I think the bottom line of all this is that if you give mom something that causes her to do more work, she's not going to be happy.
Right.
Don't go. Yeah. Don't get her a weed whacker. Or even a sit-down lawnmower. Hey, Mom, look what I got you. That doesn't work,
Yeah, no, it's good to just sort of take a moment and ask yourself, what would communicate, value and worth, and that I'm paying attention as a husband or as a child? But it goes both ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yes.
you can get equally dumb gifts for your dad. He probably doesn't want another tie. He probably doesn't want, well, maybe, a Home Depot gift card. Because the implication there is, I just have more yard work that I want you to do. So, you know, I think understanding who your partner is, you know, in, on both of those holidays, and asking yourself, what would communicate value and worth? And with my wife, for example, you know, she explicitly said, don't go spend a bunch of money on me because I don't care about stuff. Mm-hmm. But she does care about, you know, having the kitchen clean and having recognition that she works hard. And if, you know, we could step up with some of those tasks. So, you know, I got her flowers and a card, and I did get her a small gift. It wasn't a big deal. But I also worked hard to clean the kitchen and, you know, to do things that sometimes it's not that I never clean the kitchen, but she will be quicker to step into that task than I will, which my guess is that there'll be families and couples out there that resonate with those things. Mom wants to get stuff done so we can get on to the next thing.
Exactly.
Sometimes dad drags his feet a little bit. So for my wife, you know, in that whole love languages thing, acts of service, she has said, actually mean more to her than physical gifts. But you might have a spouse for whom physical gifts mean everything. And so it just, it depends on knowing your spouse. And some of them, it might be neither of those. It's like, I just want some time with you. So carve out 3 or 4 hours, you know, if it wasn't yesterday, sometime the next week or so to go see how she's doing, to give her some space to talk and just to be with her.
Yeah, one of the top gifts was a spa day. They love having a spa day, have time out, you know, that they can go and relax and get away from it. Yeah, the thing is interesting, like you said, that's quite, you know, in contrast here, is you got Mother's Day. They spent something like close to $36 billion.
Yeah.
Mother's Day. Okay. Father's Day, you know, we get bupkis. I mean, we're down there.
$45, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, yeah. Give them a hot dog. Give them a hot dog and, you know, and have the kids around.
High for your goodwill.
Exactly. Yeah. And the deal is that, you know, for Mother's Day, and this is the other thing, too, because if you get caught into the situation where you've got to take them to a nice restaurant, because there's some, like you said, you got to know your spouse. And there's some spouses that they don't care. They just want to go to a nice restaurant. They want to have a nice brunch, do all this stuff. So you got to save your shekels and make sure that you made reservations. You can't do, you know, some, you know, last minute call the restaurant and, hey, you know, I got a table of 20 for mom on Mother's Day, you know, on the day. No, that doesn't happen. And now you put all kinds of pressure on yourself and you're going to end up falling short. But there's some, you know, like you said, you got to know your spouse, and there's some that require that. And I think some of the women these days are realizing that, okay, you know, to be home, be around the kids, that's a highlight, but don't expect her to cook. You know, don't expect her to clean up. That's like like you said, you got to step up and be there and, you know, help out and everything else. But, you know, for the first time fathers and, you know, and this is their first Mother's Day, and then like some guys say, well, look, she's not my mother, you know, so why do I, come here, knucklehead. You know, let's straighten you out here. That's stupid. You know, okay, so don't be stupid.
Exactly. Right. You know, I often tell my children, there's a lot of different kinds of stupidity in the world, and that's one of them. You know, usually it's like somebody riding a bicycle on a six-lane road in town where everybody's going 60 miles an hour. I'm like, that guy's going to die.
Yeah,
so
right.
You don't want to die in your marriage, like, from an unforced error because you weren't paying attention. And I think, you know, I work for Focus on the Family. I'm not one of the primary marriage spokesmen or experts, but I think that it gets to the principle of intentionality, right?
That
you're doing something, whether it's flowers, whether it's a gift, whether it's time away or a spa day or any of the ideas we've talked about. What we're doing is to say, you know what, this is a special day that we want to communicate, that I, as your husband, and we as the family, if you have children, want to communicate how much you mean to us, and that you have value, and that we see you, we recognize you, and that, you know, let's face it, even the most well-intentioned husband, unless it's a very unusual guy, an unusual marriage, you know, mom still does most of the work around the house. And
that there are statistics that bear that out. That isn't just me denigrating men. You know, I think that there just is that natural built-in attention to the entire system of the household. And we men, you know, whether we intend to or not, sometimes we can be a little bit Neanderthal.
You think?
You know, I just want to retreat to my man cave and do my man cave things. And it's like, no, let's pull our heads out and recognize that it's important to say, you matter to me.
Right.
Your contribution matters to me, and here's a way that I'm intentionally showing that.
Yeah, because you've got 360-some days ahead. So, you know, and there'll be other times when you will be required to step up. I mean, these are holy days of obligation that must be honored, as you say, with intentionality, because we want you not only to survive your marriage, we want you to thrive in your marriage, okay?
Right. Right. And that idea of intentionality, you know, one of the things we talk about here at Plugged In is we spend a lot of time talking about how do we help our kids deal with their screens. And that principle goes into play there, too. Right.
Yes.
As parents, if we really want our kids to get off the screens, it's going to mean that we have to get off our screens, and we have to focus on intentionally creating a culture that says the most important thing in our family's life is not being distracted and entertained. The most important thing is, you know, becoming the family and the people that God wants us to be. And that means to be engaged, to be intentional, to be cultivating conversation, and to be communicating that our relationships with each other and our relationship with God are more important than just wanting to be distracted by everything on our phones, whether that's social media, whether that's, you know, whatever it is that's your Jones online. Because we all have different ones. Some of us are news junkies, and, you know, some of us want to not miss a beat in terms of what's going on in the world, or we're paying attention to finances. Like, there are different things, right? It's not just
of course.
Media. Mm-hmm. But
it's like you said, it's all a distraction. So what is the most important thing? And you've got to check in with first principles quite often. If you don't, then it's easy to get sucked down that rabbit hole, like you said, and you find yourself going, oh, my God, I just spent 2 hours in front of my cell phone. What am I thinking here, you know?
Right.
And we've all had those moments, okay? So we're just here to kind of encourage you. We've got a little over a minute left here, Adam. And speaking of Plugged In, I wanted to get your read on this movie, The Way.
You know, The Way is a movie that came out in 2013. We reviewed it back then. It's going to be in theaters either tonight or tomorrow night. It's a Fathom event.
I think tonight. Tonight is it's going to be out tonight, yeah.
And it was a passion project with Martin Sheen and his son Emilio Estevez about the Santo Domingo? The pilgrimage in Spain, and it's about a father who loses his son. His son was doing the pilgrimage, and so his father goes and does it. Kind of in honor of his son, and there's a ton of spiritual content there.
Yeah, really. Wow. And of course, to do the, you're going to watch this movie, and it could inspire you to get you on that road as well, right?
Absolutely. And we're all on a pilgrimage one way or another.
Yeah, without a doubt. So very well done. Check it out. If not, then I'm sure it'll be streaming, and we'll keep you up to date on that. And for all the other movie reviews and games and things that you need to be responsible for, go to PluggedIn.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Frustrated trying